Joining us right now is Jim Phillips. He is a senior research fellow for Middle Eastern Affairs at the Heritage Foundation. He's going to give us a review of a Kushner's trip to the Middle East. Jared Kushner headed over, and he met with some folks. Well, Jim, welcome. Good morning.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate you being here. So Jared Kushner headed over to the Middle East. He met with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu first, and then he was going to meet with President Mahmoud Abbas in the West Bank. This was a very short 24-hour trip. Why send Jared Kushner, and why was he sent?
Well, I think he symbolizes a very close connection to the president himself, and in the Middle East, family connections are respected and seen as in some ways the best connections, because you know the message is going to get to the top without being filtered by various bureaucrats.
Okay, so he trusts Jared Kushner to be able to do that and carry his message directly to these two people, and also to carry their message back to him without some kind of a slant on it, that he'll get the real deal from Jared Kushner. We know the last administration pretty much ignored the Middle East. We know that that President Obama really did not like Benjamin Netanyahu. Do you see that President Trump being open, it seems, to both sides, being open to Abbas, being open to Netanyahu, as reopening some kind of hope for peace in the Middle East?
Well, I think the Trump administration has tried to position itself to actually advance these negotiations. I think it's a very difficult uphill struggle. However, I think they avoided one of the mistakes the Obama administration made early on, when it made stopping settlements the keystone of its diplomacy, and that put Prime Minister Netanyahu in a very awkward position, because his cabinet is to his right and supported settlements even more than he did. And then when he did stop settlements for a period, the Palestinians still refused to negotiate, so those negotiations broke down back in 2014, and the Trump administration, rather than insisting that the settlements must stop, has called on Prime Minister Netanyahu for restraint on the settlements, but not made that an absolute litmus test. Because the problem is that the settlements are not as much of a barrier to peace as terrorism is, and the terrorism threat must be addressed, I think, first before any progress can be made.
Our guest is James Phillips, Senior Research Fellow for Middle Eastern Affairs at Heritage Foundation. And you lay out there that Jared Kushner is seen as a reliably pro-Israel figure in the Trump administration, and it makes sense for him to sort of go and assure the Prime Minister Netanyahu that their interests will be looked after as they move forward in this peace process. A lot of people who have been concerned about President Trump's approach to the Israeli and Palestinian conflict voice that they worry that his goal is to make a deal, because that's what he does. And the worry here is that when you make a deal, you end up giving something up. So what does he want, or what will he suggest Israel give up? Because I don't see Israel requiring to be giving up anything. They shouldn't have to give up anything.
Well, I think the Palestinians would want some kind of land swaps to compensate for the land that would be lost when large blocks of settlements are folded into Israel. But I would agree that I don't see a comprehensive settlement coming anytime soon, if only because even if Israel and the Palestinian Authority signed a perfect peace treaty tomorrow, Hamas would be in a position to explode it with another round of rocket terrorism the next day. Hamas has a hammerlock on Gaza and has turned that into a base for launching rockets in Israel. So as long as Hamas is positioned there, then either it must be brought into the peace process, which I think its ideology will preclude, because it's not only against negotiating with Israel. It's against Israel's very existence.
And to that end, we continue to send American tax dollars to the Palestinian Authority, despite the fact that they have turned a blind eye to terror attacks against Israeli citizens. And the leader, Mr. Abbas, has been in power and in office well beyond his elected term. At what point does the Trump administration say, hey, clean up your act, get a real government in place? You don't deserve to have a country yet. You haven't shown that you can.
And this is going to be a point of pressure with Abbas, especially the president himself mentioned a problem with Palestinian incitement, the Palestinian media inciting terrorist attacks, and then the Palestinian Authority paying the families of those killed in terrorist attacks or those that went to jail. And that's not the actions of a party that's serious about peace.
Very quickly, I want to go back to the selection of Jared Kushner and you know, him being pro-Israel. He is Jewish himself. Is that a negative as far as Abbas is concerned? Does he view it as, hey, he's already on their side?
I think it could be taken that way. The Palestinians have argued consistently that the U.S. is not a genuine, honest broker because it is much closer to Israel than to them. But on the other hand, they have pocketed an awful lot of aid from the U.S., so that should reassure them to some degree.
Absolutely. Well, Jim Phillips, thank you so much. We appreciate your insight, and thank you for joining us this morning. It's Jim Phillips, Senior Research Fellow from Middle Eastern Affairs at the Heritage Foundation.